The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Mem vav. Today's daf is being studied in the mishpat of Rabbi Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna. Baruch Hashem Tirchem Begin Eden Amen. V'aslachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Mem Amud Bet, and we are starting on the bottom of the Amud. We're talking about over here the spinal cord, and we are up to six lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins, Ad Hechan Chut HaShidra. So you told me above that the Chut HaShidra, the Gemara, the spinal cord. So we want to know, how far does it go? Which means you tell me the spinal cord gets damaged, so the animals are terefa. What is considered the integral part of the spinal cord that gives the animal life? Because if you look at the picture over here, you notice that the spinal cord goes all the way from the head of the animal, and it just goes to the end of the animal. It goes across the whole animal all the way to its tail. So the question is, which part of the shidra is the key of the shidra? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ad Ben Aparashot. Until the place is called Ben Aparashot. Until the spot of the spinal cord where it starts to branch out. It seems it's a straight line all the way across. At a certain spot towards the back, so then branches start to come out of the, like you see over here, in the animal. You see it just goes straight across. Then towards the back, you start to see like little branches start to come out of the sides of the spinal cord. So until that point, if it gets cut anywhere before that point, that's considered already life threatening. Anything after that is okay. So Gemara says, Rav Dimi bar Yitzhak ba kabai lemezal lebehozae. Rav Dimi bar Yitzhak, he wanted to go to a place called Behozae. Ata lekamed Rav Yehuda. He came in front of Rav Yehuda. Amar le lehave limor ben aperashot hecha. So he told him, I know it's halakha ben aperashot, the spot where the shidra starts to branch out. Show me, here's an animal. Show me where on the animal, like point to the back. Show me where that spot is. Amar le zilaikili gedi v'havila. Go bring me a goat and I'll show you. Aitile gedi shemena. He brought him a gedi, but it was very very fat. Amar le bilia tefe. It's too much fat. The shidra is covered up into so much fat. I'm not able to discern where it is in this animal because the fat is covering up the shidra. So aitile kahu. So he brought him a very thin goat. Amale bilitan tefe. I can't tell either. Why? Because the bones of the animal are sticking out, and it's causing the because it's so thin, so it's causing the parts of the shidra that are sticking out to stick to the bones. So therefore, I cannot feel exactly where it is. Belayadia. Anyway, he says, you know what? Forget about showing you the actual animal. I'll tell you the rules. Amale ta agmerach gemara. Let me teach you a tradition that I learned. Hachi Amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel taught. Ad Ahat Terefa. Shilishit Keshera Shiniya Eni Yodeya. Until the first branch, it's Terefa. Until the third branch on is Keshera. The second zone, Eni Yodeya. Here's the picture. So you see, you have three areas over here. You have the first jutting out of
the head of the animal is where?
The head of the animal is here. This is towards the back. This will be over here, in this section over here. Mm-hmm. So you have the first area, the second area, and the third area. So Shmuel said, the first area, that makes it terefah. If it's cut over here, right, that's life-sustaining. Third area, not life-sustaining. If it's cut over here, nothing. Second area, any yodaya. That's the rules. One, two, three. Three is not a problem. One is definitely a problem. Two is a question. Ba'ir Avuna b'zid Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Gemara says, Ad ve'ad bechlal, Odilma ad ve'lo ad bechlal. Oh, which means, when he said until the first parasha, so does it mean the first parasha and including, or up to? So that would be, you know, the first parasha. So that would be either up to here, up to the first parasha, ad velo ad bichlal, or ad bichlal, including the first parasha and the whole first parasha. That was his question. First one's here. So is it up to here, or is it up to here? Ad velo ad bichlal means up to but not including. When you say up to and including the first parasha, that was the question. Ad ad bichlal. Actually, you see the picture's perfect. She gives the exact spots. Is it either here or is it either here? Beginning of the first spot? Exactly. Or the end. That was his question. Because he just said the first one. Beginning of the first one, the end of the first one. So the Gemara says, Ba'era papa. Im temse lomar ad velo ad bichlal. That's up to and not including, which means the middle area will be a sefek up to the first, that's a vaday terefa, and then everything in the middle will be a sefek pi perasha mahu, which means what about the actual spot itself, which is now we're discussing with pi perasha, that's the spot itself where it starts to, so you said up until, okay, but now the spot, the point itself on the Shidra, where it starts to jut out, where you have, you're starting to have branches coming out. Which means, already you told me the middle area is not included. Okay, so leave that. Now you told me up until. What about the point itself on the Shidra, where it starts to branch out? That's calling, they're calling that the here. Pi Perasha. Okay? So you want to say, so if you're going to want to tell me that it's coming to include it, that the pi parasha is included, right? If you tell me that the pi parasha is included, that it's definitely a terefa. Parasha atzma mahu. New question. What about if the actual branch cuts off? Not the Shidra, the branches themselves. Which means, because now you can tell me, since this spot over here is included, so this spot includes the branches that come out of that spot. Well, you tell me no. Maybe the spot itself, but not what's connected to that spot. Okay? If you tell me the spot is not included, then I don't have a question on the branches. But once you tell me the spot itself is included in the Shidra, so maybe what comes out of that spot also is included. So the Gemara says, Tashema, a parasha tidon kebasar. That the parasha, we'll call it the branch. The branch is considered like meat. That what? And just like meat doesn't make it a terefa, so therefore the branches do not make it a terefa. Now, my lab parasha rishna ushniya. That must be we're talking about the first two branches, where normally that would be on the Shidra itself would be a problem, but it's telling me that the branches that come out of the Shidra are not an issue. Yavra says, La Shirishit. I'll tell you that the third set of branches is considered like basar, but you have no proof. Maybe the first two are considered like Shidra, but you have no Raya. Which is, yes, you told me the branches of the Shidra are like basar, but you didn't tell me which branches. So I'll tell you it's the third branch. Well, in the third branch, anyway, I have no problem. Because the third branch itself, even if the Shidra itself got punctured, is not a problem. Because we learned that the third Shidra is not life-sustaining. The third part of the Shidra is not life-sustaining. So then we have no Ra'aya. Okay, Be'ofot. Now we go to birds. Now the birds also have a Shidra, obviously. Okay, you see in the birds, again, it starts on the head. And it goes all the way down to the back. So the question is going to be, which part of the shidra of the bird, until which part is considered life-sustaining? So the Gemara says, Be'ofa, Rabbi Yanai Omer, Lemata Min Agapayim. One rabbi says, underneath the wings. V'shtakish Amar Ad Ben Agapayim, up until the wings. So here's the picture, good over here. If you look in the art scroll, he has it up until the wings, but not including the wings. The wings are inside the animal. The bones of the wings. Okay? So if you go to the right before the wing, that would be up into a not including, or the shidra that's even after the wing. So basically, the wing is this big here, and the shidra goes through it. So the question is, it here or here? Is it before or is it after it? So the Gemara says, "V'amar Ona, hada keina kame de ben pazi." I was in front of ben pazi. V'aitu le kame ofa. They brought in front of him a bird. Ubadak. Ad ben agapayim. He checked up to the shidra, up to the wings, and that's it. He stopped. V'shalach le de ben nesi'ah. And then all of a sudden, he got a message that the president, the ben nesi'ah, the president's house, they want him. V'kam v'azal. So he got up and he left. So v'lo yadana imishum de'la tzarich lemidak tefe imishum kibon nesi'ah. I didn't know if did he get up because he's done. He checked. He finished checking it. I mean, you only have to check the shidra up until the wings. Or did he get up because of the kavod of the nasi? And really, he didn't finish his bidikot. I have no ra'ya from Ben Pazi's behavior to which rabbi he holds. Like, was he getting up because he was done, or was he getting up because out of the kavod of the nasi? Okay, now go to the next one of Mishnah. Nitela kavod. That's the liver. So what do we say in the Mishnah? If the liver was taken out, and there was nothing left over, so the animals are terefa. What is the mashma from our Mishnah? That even if a drop of the liver is left over, it's okay. The Gemara is going to ask a stira, because later on we're going to learn that you need a kezayin of the liver. So make up your mind, is it a mashma of the liver or a kezayin? So the Gemara makes it to you. Ha nishtayir emenna klum kishira afagav delo avi kezayin. Our Mishnah's mashma. That even if you have a drop of the liver left over, there was no kezayin, it's okay. That's what's mashma. You can live with a piece of the liver.
But a piece is not.
That's what it regenerates. So therefore, if you say that the whole thing comes out, the problem. Little piece, okay. What are you talking about? Later on, we're going to learn, you need a kezayin. I'm out of Yosef Lakashia. Ha, Rabbi Chaya, Rabbi Shimon Bar, Rabbi. It's a machloket amongst the Tanaim, which means our Mishnah that says even if a mashu was left over, that's going like the opinion of Rabbi Chaya, and later on that says even the Kezayit is going like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar, Rabbi Kiha, like the story. Rabbi Chaya zarik la. Rabbi Chaya would throw the liver out. He wouldn't eat the liver when he would make shaitan an animal. He wouldn't eat the liver. He didn't give the liver any credence. He said, what kind of meat is that? Meat, you don't eat this. The Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi metabele. But Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, he would dip the liver into like a dip and eat it. Which means he would held Rabbi Shimon Rabbi like his opinion. The liver is important. And therefore, since the liver is an important part of the animal, so therefore he would eat it. It's hashuv, like his opinion. Because he held that what? He needed a kezayit of the liver. Of course, the liver is a key organ. But the other rabbi held that even a mashu is okay. It's not so life-sustaining. Because even if you just have a mashu, it's okay. Therefore, he didn't treat it as an important piece of meat, therefore he didn't eat it. So each rabbi treated the liver according to his opinion. The rabbi that said the liver is key for the life of the animal, so he needed a kezayit of it, he ate it. So it's a hashu piece of the meat. The whole animal's depends on the liver. The other rabbi said, the liver is nothing. You have a mashu, the animal will live. Therefore, he discounted it. Now, how are you going to remember who ate the liver and who didn't eat the liver? Because I know you want to remember it. So the Gemara says, V'simanach hashirin mekamitzin. That the rich people, they are cheap. Which means, who's the rich people? Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon was the son of Rabbi. They were rich. And he's the one that's eating the liver. They eat everything. They don't waste anything. So the rich one doesn't waste anything. Therefore, there's a way to remember. Hashirin mekamisin. The rich one did not put anything to waste. Okay, the Gemara says a story. Ahu Pulmusa. That was a governor or an army official. He got to Pumpedita. They got the Pupedita, Arku, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabba, Rabbi Yosef got scared, so they ran away. Now, it's not just one army, it's like an army. It's like a troop of soldiers got the Pupedita, so the rabbis were scared, so they ran away. Pagabehu, Rabbi Zira. So the Bizira saw them when they were running away. Amar Lehu, so what does he tell them? Arokai! Tells them, you fugitives, you ones that are running away. I'm going to teach you halakha now. Kezayit sha'amnu b'mkom mara. The kezayit that they said of the liver that has to remain is talking about the spot that's connected to the gallbladder. Okay, so not any kezayit. The kezayit has to be connected to the gallbladder. Good question. Lester, I was trying to show you that even under, you know, circumstances of pressure, you're always learning. You caught him running, let me teach you halakha. Or we could explain that he saw that they were in danger, so he gave them a halakha in order to protect them.
That's the one he picked.
Rav Ada bar Ava amar b'mkom shi'i haya. Rav Ada bar Ava says that the kezayit, I skip. Kezayit she'amru b'mkom mara. Rav Ada bar Ava amar b'mkom shi'i haya. That the kezayit of the kaved has to be in the place where it lives. You know, where does it live? You got to see the picture there. Okay, here we go. The picture over here is a picture of the liver. On top of the liver, so here's the gallbladder. So the first rabbi said the kezayit has to be over here, next to the gallbladder, touching the gallbladder, the mara. The other opinion is going to say next to the kudya. What's the kudya? The kidney. The right kidney. So the liver is attached to the kidney. This is the place where it lives. I guess you need the kidney to live. So therefore, some rabbi says kezayit here, and one rabbi says kezayit here. That's the mahloket.
He was hinting to them that they shouldn't leave the nation of Sarah. Kezayit, because the kezayit has to be connected to the mara. So they're saying, don't leave. Don't leave.
Beautiful. Stay to the nation. Nice. Amar papa, hilkach, ba'inan kezayit b'mkom mara. So therefore, since we have a mahloket, the papa says you need two kezayits. You need one kezayit of the mara, and one kezayit of the kaved touching the mara, and one kezayit of the kaved touching the kulya. Ba'er b'irmiya, mitlaket mahu, kirtzua mahu. Ba'er of ashe, kezayit merudad mahu. Tiku. Okay, so one, three questions over here. What's mitlaket? You have a kezayit, but they're scattered. They're not in one spot. Do you mitstarif? Question number two. Kitsu'a mahu. Which means it's a narrow kezayit. Which means it's in one narrow line. But if you mitstarif the line itself, it'll be a kezayit. It's not, it doesn't have any width to it. Third opinion is kezayit merudad mahu. What is that? It's a thin kezayit, which means if you measure the area, it'll be a shoot of a kezayit, but the thickness doesn't have any thickness. It's merudad. It's flat. Tiku, okay. Ba'ami ne'er abizirikam rabi ame nidaldela kaved umora betarpeshe mahu. Okay, what happened? The liver got detached from the place. However, it's still attached mitarpeshe. It's attached to the tarpeshe kabed. Okay, let's look at the tarpeshe kabed. We have the picture over there. Tarpeshe kabed. That's like the outer lining of the kabed. It's called a tarpeshe kabed. There's a lining around the kabed. So let's say it became detached from that outer lining, but it's still attached a little. Not strongly, but it's attached a little. Nidaldela, detached, but it's still hanging on by a thread to this tarpasha kabet. Tarpasha was like the bag around it. It's a little netting around the kabet. Can we look at Timun Echol to see a picture of Tirpasha Kabed? While you're looking, we'll look at the Gemara's answer. The Gemara answer to that, Amar le dildul ze enu yodei amahu. He says, I don't know what's the problem with dildul, with it becoming detached. Go with the rules. According to the opinion that says it has to be next to the mara, it's there. According to the opinion that says it has to be next to the kidney, it's there. So what do I care if it's not attached to the if it's dangling a little? As long as it's next to the spots that we said, it's okay. Okay, what page are we on? 59. Tarpasha Kabed. Okay, they're calling that the diaphragm, and this is the liver. So if the liver is detached from the diaphragm, so the Gemara says, who cares? As long as it's attached to the kidney or right kidney, okay, or it's attached to the gallbladder, it's okay. Okay, the Gemara continues. Hare ashin ekeva, the lung that got punctured. All right. Now, when it comes to the lungs, the Gemara is going to tell us there's two membranes. There's the upper membrane of the lung, and then there's another membrane where the lung is held under. So the question is, which one of the two membranes has to be punctured to make the lung terefa? So Rav Ushmuel v'Rav Aseh d'Amri Karma illa'a. They all said that when it says the krum of the lung, it's referring to the krum, the top krum, which is even though the bottom krum is shalem, so long as the top krum gets punctured, it's a terefa. Amila karmata ta'a. And some say no, it's dafka the krum tahton. So the Gemara says, how are you going to remember this? Amar of Yosef bar Minyomi, Amar of Vesimanach, that is referring to this, the bottom krum, kituna de varda de manha be rea, the red sack. Kituna de vardad, varda, it's like a rose. Varad is red. The red sack that the re'ah is held in, which means the second krum is the sack where the lung is resting in. So that's the main one. If it gets punctured, so Gemara says, pshita e in kiv illa'a velo in kiv tata'a. For sure, if the upper membrane gets punctured, but not the lower membrane, tata'a begin. The bottom membrane is going to protect the air or the oxygen from escaping from the lung. So therefore, no problem. Let's say you have a lung that part of the top membrane started to peel or started to scar. So it's lacking a little. So Rava said, no problem. Ka'ahina sumaka. And you start to see that you see red. Why do you see red? You see the red from the bottom krum. So it started to peel on the top krum. Were you able to see like red? Kaina sumaka is like a red date. It's like red like a date. You see underneath. Kishera. It's okay. Because bottom line, that means the bottom krum is intact. And as long as the bottom krum is intact, it'll protect the oxygen from escaping. However, in kiv tata'a, velo in kiv illa'a. But the question is, let's say the bottom krum got punctured, but the top is still intact. Megin or lo megin? Which is, basically the question is, can the top krum protect the lung from the oxygen escaping? Peligi ba, rab aha, ravina, hadamar lo megin, hadamar megin. So that's a machlok in itself. The second krum gets punctured, but it's still covered from the top krum. So is the top krum enough to keep the lung from having any air escape or not? That's a machloket. Milcheta megin. Halakha says it does protect megin. Kedrab Yosef. Now the Gemara says beautiful interpretations here. How to check the lung of the animal to see if it has a hole in it. So the Gemara says a few ways. The one of Yosef, de'avsha. What do they do when they take the lung out of the animal? We said that they have the kaneh is attached to it. So they blow in it. They blow in the kaneh to put air in it. Right, and they want to see if there's any holes in the re'ah. So how do they test it? So it says, when they blow it, and also they hear like a noise, like a squeaking noise, like a whistling. So you know there's air, there's a hole somewhere. So it says, if you know exactly where the sound is coming from, Modvinan ala gadfa uruka ogila. So you put either on it a gadfa, a feather, on that spot, oruk, or saliva, or a piece of kash, a piece of hay. Now, you blow into it, and if you see the feather start to flutter, or you see the ruk, the spit, start to move, bubble, exactly. Or, right, exactly, that's exactly how they do it by tire, exactly. Or you see the kash, the hay move, if it flutters and moves, you know it's a terefa, because there's a hole over there. Ve'ila kashira, and if that's kashira. Let's say you hear the noise, but you can't locate exactly which spot it's on. So you bring water. You bring a bucket of water. Again, but the water should be lukewarm, not too cold, not too hot. The Gemara doesn't say why. And you stick the lung in the water. Now, you don't want to put it in hot water, because what's going to happen? It's going to contract and
cover the hole.
Yes, and the hole's going to get covered, exactly. So therefore, that's not good, because it could be there was a hole there, but now they put it in the hot water, it'll cover it up. So hot water's no good. Right, no cold water either, because what's going to happen? Because then the lung becomes hard like a rock, and the top krum is going to rip. So therefore, could be was kasher, but once you put in the cold water, you're going to make it taref by causing the top krum to tear. So then it says elamot bina bepashure. You put it in lukewarm water, then the flin ala, and then you blow into it. So if you see bubbling, so then already terefa vila kashera. Now tataa in kiv. Which means if you don't hear any bubbles, so it's kishira. Why is it kishira? Because it must be the bottom krum got a hole in it, but the top not. That's where you're hearing the whistling sound when you're blowing, because the air is going from underneath the top krum and the bottom krum, but since the top krum is there, it's not escaping. That's why you're not seeing any bubbling, but you're hearing a sound, because there is a hole on the bottom krum. However, behind the absha, right, and that we hear the noise, zika de bene benehu, it's the air that's in between, but indeed it'll be still kesherah. So that's the way they really, till today, that's the way they check the lungs. That they blow into it, and they do these different tests to see exactly where the air is escaping. So according to this Gemara, as long as the top is still there, it is okay. Gemara continues, Gufa. Amar Rava, Haidre ad iglid ka'ahina sumaka keshera. So that's the re'ah, the lungs. It peeled a little, the top krum, the top membrane. So you're able to see the bottom of the lung, and it's red, like a red date. Kishira. It's okay. Ve'amarava re'ah she'edima miksata kishira kula terefa. Re'ah she'edima, the re'ah that became reddened. Miksata, partial reddening is okay. It'll heal. Kula terefa. So here the redding is because the blood. There's blood running through the like the vessels of the lung, so that's already a sign of tarfut if it's kula. Amale Rabina le Rava miksata maitama. What's the reason why miksata is okay? Which means the partial reddening the hadra barya, because it'll heal. So the Gemara says, "Kula nami baria." The same reason that the whole thing will heal. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Ushar shekasim urmatzim. We have a law on Shabbat that you're not allowed to kill anything on Shabbat because of the din of netilat neshama. However, a regular shekes, not the eight special shekatsim that the Torah talks about. We'll see that in a second. Regular shekatsim and shekatsim, if you kill them on Shabbat, it says you're not going to be hayav ad sheyetzim mehem dam, until the blood actually comes out. The blood has to come, even though you make a wound on it, and the blood comes in between the skin, so that's not considered hovel, because it seems it'll heal. The blood will go back into the body. But if the blood didn't come out in al-hayav, even though the blood collected in the under the flesh, and even though it became reddened as a result of it because of the blood, because the blood that comes into the out of the sheretz in between the flesh will eventually go back in. So to say the same thing by the lung, that the blood that came out made it red, so eventually it'll go back in, just like partially it'll happen, so too the whole thing as well. So the Gemara says, V'chi te'man shmona sheratzim edamina nara. Who told you to compare the lungs to all the other sheratzim? Maybe you compare lungs to the eight sheratzim. Well, what does it say about the eight sheratzim? Those are the eight sheratzim that the Torah talks about. The Tanya, nitzrar adam, if the blood gets caught in between the flesh of the shmona sheratzim, even though the blood did not go out, yehayav mishum tilat neshama, because the skin on the shmona sheratzim is considered a real or, it's considered a real flesh, and the blood's not going to go back in. Once the blood comes out, it doesn't go reverse back in, and therefore maybe you compare the lung to the regular shmona sheratzim, that once the blood comes out, not even though it doesn't come out fully, it's going to be chayav. So the Gemara says, right? He says, "V'shema tumar shuadim bedea hakrum shela nechshav keod gamur." The krum, the membrane, is considered like or. Lenyan she'eru ma'adim ela imken nifga ad kede kach shelo yachzor adam v'yibla ela sufun lekevet hakrum. Which means what's going to happen is once you puncture it by the shmona sheratzim, for example, the blood's eventually going to go out. The blood's going to puncture the or, and it's going to go out eventually, even though it didn't go out yet. So same thing by the lung, say. Maybe once you puncture it, even though it didn't leave the krum, maybe the blood is going to puncture the krum, like the shmona sheratzim. That's what they're doing hayav for. So the Gemara says, yeah, if that's the case, so then afidu miksatan ameh. So then go the other way. Even partial reddening should be asur, because once already it's going to puncture the membrane, so therefore it's not going to get healed even by partial. So the Gemara says, la la shena. The Gemara concludes, there's no difference. No difference between partial and full. Both are keshera. That reddening by the lung is going to be keshera. Okay, let's read. Rashilio, read v'chi tema l'shmona sheratzim edaminana. It's before they get widened a lot. This chaftafet starts. V'chi tema
l'shmona sheratzim edaminana. V'tana behov v'pera chashim נצרר הדם ונאסף במקום אחד, דהיינו
העדים
העור מבחוץ.
Which means the or, the flesh became reddened from the blood. אף פי שלא יצא.
וקרי זה.
חבורה. אבל יש קודם חבורה בשמונה של צימוי. שאינה.
חוזרת.
וכמן.
וכמן שהעדים העור מבחוץ בידו שנקרא העור מבפנים. There's a falling calf.
And that's it. It's going to go out. It's going to puncture it already. It's going to go out.
V'achanami. V'achanami. L'hai krum d'ra'a hashevet l'ke'or gamur. V'achanami v'arashatam d'v'hanach d'it lehu or haviyah havala v'hanach d'let lehu or lo chashiva havala.
Yeah, if it has or, so once the blood goes out of the or, it's going to go out already. It's going to just leave the shed. It's mashem. You can also see there's or, so then even though you made a wound, the blood will eventually just absorb back into the body. Okay. V'amar Rabba. Re'ash yavsha miksata terefa. Dried up lung. Even miksata terefa. V'chama. What's the shoot of a dried up lung? Amar Rabba. Mishamed Rabba kedesh teparech b'tziporin. It's so brittle that you just touch it with the nail and it comes apart. Keman. Who is this going like? Can it be Yosef bin Hamshulam? Is this going like Rabbi Yosef, which is a da'at yahid? Titan. Ezu yevesha, this is talking about a bechor. An animal that's a bechor, if it has a mum, that the mum is kavua, permanent blemish, the law is you can make shechita with it, even outside the azara. So the Gemara discusses what's considered a mum kavua, a permanent mum by a bechor. So it says she'im tenake ve'ena motziah tipat dam, that the ear is so dry that even if you puncture it, no blood will come out. That's one chita. Rabbi Yosef ben Amshulam omer, yavsha kedei shetein nefrechet besiporin, that it's so dry that if you just touch it, it'll come apart from the, what the nail. So you see that what? The drying or the brittle is Rabbi Yosef ben Amshulam's opinion. So the Gemara says, you're taking a da'at shahid? Why don't you take the rabbi's opinion? The rabbi's opinion was that it's so dry that when you puncture it, no blood comes out. So why did you take the other opinion? So it was afilu tema rabbanan. The rabbis will agree by the lung. Gabe ozen bechor de kashalit bezika lo hadra barya. That by the bechor, which is the ear, is exposed to the air, so it's not going to get healed. Which means even if it doesn't get so brittle, even if it just gets to the level where when you puncture it, no blood will come out. It's not going to get healed. Because the wind is going to dry it up more. Is inside the body, therefore it's not affected by the air. If it just dried up to that level where blood won't come out, it'll eventually get healed. So it's got to be even worse. It's got to get to the level of brittleness. So even the rabbis that said dried up to no blood, that was only by bechor, but it was not by the re'ah. Even by re'ah, they'll agree it's got to go even more. It's got to get to the level where if you touch it, it'll just come apart. What's that? It has like scabs on top of the re'ah. Ukame hazuta keshera. If they're black, ukame is black, or hazuta, or different colors, it is indeed keshera. The Gemara later on is going to say different colors are pesula, but over here at least we're talking about Mar'ot that are not. For example, red is okay. The Gemara will say green is okay. Again, that a Kabbalah that certain colors will heal and not going to cause a permanent damage. Comes the Gemara continues. Amar amemor mishemed raba en makifin bebu'e is like bumps or bubbles, exactly. Blisters that are on top of the lung. So you don't compare the blisters, or you don't bring them next to each other. What does that mean? If let's say you found a bua, a blister that has a hole in it, in the re'ah, and you don't know when it became punctured. Did it become punctured when the animal was alive, therefore it's terefa, or did it become punctured only after? So you cannot look at another bua that's next to it. Which means, if shad if shudat the safek like this, yibdeku ima bua shanu musubukim a domel le bua aheret. Which means, you can't say, well, this bua is like that bua. This blister was just punctured, and it looks basically the same. Therefore, just like this one, this one was punctured now, so the other one must have been punctured also. Now, you don't compare blisters one to the other, because the blisters always are changing. And therefore, even if the blister, let's say, could have gotten punctured when it was alive, now it changed and looks like the other blister next to it that was okay. So that you can never compare them because they're constantly changing. And therefore, even though you'll say, oh, just like this one got punctured now, it looks the same. Now it looks the same. It could be before, at the time of the animal when you were slaughtering it, didn't look like that. So therefore, you cannot compare bu'ot. You could look at that nashilio and makifin bebu'e.
אין מקיפים בבואה בבואה שנקבר
בריאה
איך הדלוג משמשה ידע דתגחת.
Oh, so now she says a very important point. We're talking about in a spot where the hand of the butcher cannot reach, because when the hand of the butcher reaches into the animal, so then we say he punctured it with his hand, but we're talking about it's beyond his reach. You can't blame it on the butcher because his hand doesn't reach up to that spot.
Correct.
You don't take another bua and compare it and puncture it and look and see if it's if the hole is the same. That's it, because it constantly changes. Like, means to bring it closer. And I guess you cut the bu'ah off, and you look at it, and you compare. And you say, okay, next. Actually, this is the daf. Baruch Anu Amen, amen. No, then you have a safek. Adama, we say, when his hand reaches it, he say, you can tolerate that his hand busted it. But when his hand doesn't, then you have a safek. Then you have a safek. No, it could be something happened to the animal. It could be the animal itself. The animal itself turned or something, ate something, or has blemish.
What's the cause by like a breakage?
That's why if there's a hole, it's a problem.
But it's automatically a hole.
No, for sure there's a hole. Because when did the hole happen? Maybe it'll happen if the shaita. If the shaita, it's kishera. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, amen ve'amen.